In southeastern Turkey, at least 21 people have been killed as fresh clashes break out between government troops and members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Recently, the PKK has stepped up attacks on Turkish forces as it continues fighting for an independent Kurdish region. Syrian armed groups say more foreign mercenaries are joining them to fight the government. There are reportedly some al-Qaeda-linked militants among them. Meanwhile, Syrian forces have killed scores of rebels in Aleppo, Deraa, and suburban Damascus. Residents of Aleppo have taken to the streets to celebrate army's advance in the rest of the city. Relatives of Saudi political prisoners scuffle with security forces outside a detention center near the capital Riyadh. They want the release of their loved ones. Activists say there are over 30,000 political prisoners in the Arab Kingdom. Most of them have been left to rot in jail without any trial. Prominent Bahraini rights activist Nabil Rajab is sentenced to 3 years in jail despite international calls for his release. An appeals court has ruled that Rajab is guilty of taking part in anti-regime protests. However, additional charges linked to anti-regime tweets he posted several months ago have been dropped. Human Rights Watch says the Bangladeshi government's restrictions on humanitarian aid delivery to Muslim refugees from Myanmar are, quote, cruel. Dakar has ordered three international charities, including Doctors Without Borders, to stop giving aid to the Rohingya refugees fleeing persecution and violence in Myanmar. Floods triggered by heavy downpours kill over two dozen in northern Pakistan. Flash floods have damaged hundreds of houses and shops and washed away roads in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Several people are now missing. Officials expect the death toll to rise. Forecasters have predicted more rains for the coming days. A deadly aerial accident in Slovenia. Four people killed, 28 others hurt after a hot air balloon crashes on the outskirts of the capital, Ljubljana. The balloon, with over 30 passengers on board, caught fire once it slammed into a tree. Medics say a number of those injured are in critical condition. And in the U.S. state of Texas, aerial spraying kicks off to curb the mosquito population as the number of West Nile virus cases jumps more than 60%. Nearly 300 infections and a dozen deaths have been reported this year alone, prompting officials to declare a state of emergency.